The story of Mert and Moira. In our last episode, Mert's affairs had arrived at a point of climax. Mert had long suspected that Billy DeVere was responsible for Mert's picture appearing on the front page of a scandal sheet called The Blot at the time of the Houston raid. And she also suspected that Billy was the member of the show who had been supplying false information to Mrs. Hunt about Mert and Ray's love affair. Mert made up her mind that the time had come for a showdown with Billy and forced the jealous chorus girl to admit her responsibility for both acts. Fortunately, Jack Arnold was on hand, and he advised Billy to write the friend who had been acting as go-between with Ray Hunt's wife and deny all the implications and lies Billy had made. We'll learn what happens next as we join the girls and Jack Arnold for the next absorbing chapter in the story of Mert and Marge. About half an hour after the dramatic scene in the dressing room, Mert and Marge are on their way to Ray Hunt's office, where Billy is to meet them and Jack Arnold. Margie is talking.
Where are we going now, Myrtle?
I told Jack we'd meet him up in Ray Hunt's office.
Is Billy going to be up there, too?
Well, she said she'd be. She better be, I'm telling you.
Oh, Myrtle, you frighten me, sir. I thought you were really going to choke her.
Nothing would make me happier.
Oh, promise me you won't hurt her, Myrtle.
I was only trying to scare her. I'm pretty mad at that.
You're just like a tiger woman.
I'm not through with her yet, by any means.
Oh, Myrtle, do I have to go to the office, too? Can't I wait out here?
Well,
there's Sonny over there, and he looks awfully sad. He and I are going out to cope. Can I go over and talk to him?
Oh, I suppose so. I don't think he'll propose to you again for a while. Scared the life out of him, too. Go on, have it out with him.
Okay, I'll wait out here next to Pat's office for you. Oh, Sonny!
Well, here I am, Jack.
Oh, come in, Wildcat, but check your closet door first. Myrtle, I'd hate to have you take out after these. Ooh, I'll never think of you again as flaccid or phlegmatic.
Oh, then you have thought of me as being like that.
No, not lately. In fact, I've been looking at you as, something I haven't seen before.
Jack, please be original. That's what Ray Hunt said to me a few weeks ago.
Oh, all right, lady. Ray asked me to look after you while he was gone. He had to go to the club first to pack some things. Probably on the train by now.
Mm-hmm. Where is he going?
To Lake Placid.
He didn't tell me he was going or even say goodbye to me.
Well, he was in a big rush, and he asked me to say goodbye for him and look after you.
Look, I don't need a guardian. So he's going to see his wife.
Mm-hmm.
What about, Jack?
You know about those threatening letters and to force her to come to some kind of an understanding. By the way, I thought Billy was coming up here.
Well, she's down in the lounging room at one of the desks writing that letter. She'll be up soon. She's finding it a tough job.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Getting back to Ray, what do you mean by him forcing his wife to come to some kind of an understanding, Jack?
Well, after those letters you've received, he has to make some sort of an effort to have her agree to take up residence with him.
You mean he wants her to come and live with him again?
Well, of course not, Myrtle, and he knows she won't.
Well, what if she might?
Oh, that's impossible after all these years.
Oh, that's Billy at the door.
Come in, Billy. We're waiting for you.
Well, here's that letter. May we read it? Suit yourselves.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll see if you've covered all the points.
Well, so you've got your lawyer already, right there. This letter clears me of all the lies you wrote to that friend of yours at Lake Placid. I won't need any lawyer, Billy.
No, is that so? You never can tell. Maybe you're not as smart as you think you are.
Billy... And just add a postscript down here, will you, to the effect that you have never seen Miss Spear in any place at any time in a compromising situation with Ray Hunt.
I'll do nothing of the kind. What about last week? I saw Marge go out of Spear's building with Sonny Darnell. Then I saw Hunt go into the building, and I followed him up in the next elevator. I've got a friend who lives next door to Spear. We listened when Hunt went out quite a while afterwards. When he left, we heard Spear say, I'll be waiting for you, Ray. I'll be waiting for you.
Billy, you take that pen there on the desk and write that postscript, or I'll finish what I started downstairs. Do you hear?
You better do it, Billy. It's going to be a long, cold winter, and there are a lot of chorus girls out of work.
And, for instance, he could come back in the lineup. Ah, give me that. There. I hope you're satisfied.
Thank you, Billy. Now, I'll mail the letter. And if I were you, I'd never discuss this in the dressing room or to your friend who lives next door to the folks. I keep my mouth shut and hang on to my job. It's pretty good in me, Billy. And one more thing.
What now?
I'm going to make an extra copy of this for you to sign. I'll keep it in my file just in case.
You think of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave now, Billy. And don't slam the door.
Hard of hearing.
Say, Jack, do you think this letter will let me out of this mess?
Oh, I hope so. Myrtle, did Ray come up to your apartment after you got that letter from his wife?
Yes, Jack. We talked it over, and I told him I'd wait for him. But if it took years, I'd still be waiting.
Uh-huh. Well, it wasn't just the thing for him to do under the circumstances. But, oh, well, I don't think it matters.
Well, shall we go now? Margie's waiting outside with Sonny.
Oh, yeah, let's go. This Sonny has certainly cut me out with Margie.
Want a laugh, Jay?
Mm-hmm. I'd enjoy one right now.
Sonny proposed to Margie.
I hope she refused him.
You can bet my life she did.
Oh, I'm still waiting for you, Margie.
Hello, honey.
Sonny had to leave. Hello, Mr.
Hello,
Arnold.
Margie. Did that villain propose to you again today?
Oh, Myrtle, did you tell Mr. Arnold that?
It's all right, chicken. The best man always wins.
We decided to wait a couple of weeks before he asked me again.
Oh.
Maybe I'll like him better by then.
Well, that ought to encourage you a little, Jack.
A little.
Oh, let's go, Myrtle. I have a lot of things to do.
Okay, Margie.
Hey, would you girls have a bite to eat with me?
Oh, I've got to go home and wrap some presents I bought for Mother and Dad, and
I'll be getting along, too. Thanks, Jack.
Well, my car's outside. I'll drive you home.
Oh, such a little way. We can walk.
Oh, it's no trouble at all, girls. Here, let me open the door for you.
Okay.
Hop in.
I'm in.
We're all set. Are you sure I can't take you both somewhere?
No, thanks, Jack. I want to go home and think.
Now, don't think too hard, Myrtle. It isn't good for your brain.
I wish you'd stop thinking so much about Mr. Hunt. It's making her sick.
Jack, how long is Ray going to stay at Lake Placid?
Over the weekend, he said.
So it'll take that long to force her, as you say, to some agreement.
Well, that isn't long, Myrtle.
Hmm. Jack, how old is Mrs. Hunt?
Well, let's see. Ray was 20 when he married her. She was 30. Mm-hmm. They've been married 15 years.
Let's see, that makes her 45.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had the idea she's a real old woman. Jack, a woman of 45 isn't old nowadays. Seen a lot of them at that age who are more attractive than a girl of 20.
Ray's wife was a very beautiful woman when I saw her last.
How long since you've seen her, Jack?
Oh, it must be about 10 years. You see, I've known Ray since I was a boy.
And he's always told you everything about his life?
Well, I guess there isn't much I don't know.
Of course, a lawyer always bleeds everything he hears.
What are you driving at, Myrtle?
Oh, nothing. Well, we're home.
Yep.
Thanks for dropping us off, Jack.
That's all right.
As I said before, I'm going up to do a little thinking.
Oh, Mr. Arnold, won't you come up and see all the nice things I've bought?
Huh?
And such bargains. Wish you could see what I bought for 50 cents a piece. I have two for you.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't now, girls. I've got lots of work to do. But I'll take a rain check.
Well, bye, Mr. Arnold.
Goodbye, Margie.
Be seeing you, Jack.
Oh, Myrtle.
Hmm?
Don't think too hard.
Oh, gosh, let's hurry up, Myrtle. I got so much to do.
Okay.
I'm going to wrap those neckties first. I laid them all out on the table in the dinette, and I know just who's going to get which. The orange and blue, and I think the salmon color for Mr. Arnold.
Oh, no, Margie. Jack likes conservative colors.
Well, maybe a brown and a black and white one.
Oh, that's more like
a green one and a gold color for Sonny. And then I've got two for Clarence.
Mm-hmm. Well, here we are. Come on, Margie.
And you know what, Myrtle? I think for Jimmy, I'll get him the blue one. Oh, Myrtle! Myrtle, will you look at this?
What is it, Margie?
Oh, Myrtle!
Margie, that's too bad.
Oh, just look what Jackie's done. He chewed up every one of those beautiful neckties.
Come to some final understanding with his wife. Perhaps the letter Billy was persuaded to write to a friend at Lake Placid will clear Mert. Margie at the moment is unhappy because her little dog Jackie has chewed up those beautiful neckties. Don't miss the next exciting episode of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.